Chi High Softball is on the air. Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports team.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Filling in for Mark and Tammy, it's Caleb and Heidi. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you for this Big Rivers Conference softball matchup between your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals, 3-0 on the young season, against the 2-1 Hudson Raiders. And Heidi, it's been a bit since we've done a game together. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think the last game we were at was at a state tournament game a few years ago.
Indeed.
Yeah, so it's exciting, and exciting to see some softball today.
Speaking of state, again, not an unfamiliar position for Chi High. The first coaches poll came out at wisports.net. They're in the top 10 in the 7 or 8 spot there. And, again, there's high expectations for this team, for this program. Tradition never graduates. They're looking to not only, again, repeat as Big Rivers Conference champions, but they're looking to make some noise in the playoffs. But this is where that foundation is built.
Yeah, and this will be a great game tonight playing Hudson. Hudson always has a strong program, a strong team, and they did play them Monday, got a win on Monday, and hopefully they continue that strength today.
I know we'll talk with Coach Schwab coming up, and I misspoke. It wasn't last night. It was Monday that they played. But 12-5 again, Chi High. The Bats have been alive early as they've started out 3-0, 2 wins against North in that doubleheader that we had here in WOGO, and then Monday night keeping things rolling.
Yeah, and you know, they have some, like you said, the Bats going. They were down 2-0 on Monday and came back, got those Bats alive. And then also following it up with some strong pitching. And they do have quite a few pitchers this year that they can rely on.
Yeah, Willa Reisinger, sophomore pitcher, again, is going to be out there in the circle today. But, of course, Lakin McEthren, the senior standout, has played 4 years for Coach Jared Faraday and Coach Chelsea Zakora. They also have some youth, even younger pitchers as well, too. I mean, there's a lot of excitement around the youth movement in this program, mixed with that senior experience. Again, multiple seniors who have played all 4 years in this program.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Jared. We were emailing back and forth today, and he said that they, you know, they have the experience. They have players that know how to play those positions, but they also do have some brand new faces, and so they are still kind of learning how those positions are and how to work together.
How much tinkering do you think there is sometimes with lineups early in the season, too? Because, again, you jump right into the conference slate. You can't afford to mess around too much, so to speak, to experiment. But at the same time, with so much talent, you want to find out exactly what you have.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do and how they work moving forward and seeing some of those different opportunities for some of these different girls.
Well, we're going to talk with both head coaches coming up in 2 minutes here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Thank you so much for being with us. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you. Dan Anderson, our board operator back at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's the Lady Cards and the Hudson Raiders. Big Rivers Conference softball on WOGO. Great to have you with us. Great to have baseball and softball on the air. And we appreciate so much the sponsors making it possible for us to do this in the regular season for the first time in a long time. We'll have your choice and Ford keys to the game coming up later as well as we count it down to softball here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line as a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it three are going to score. Chahai leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, Big Rivers Conference softball. Your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals against the Hudson Raiders. 3-0, the Cardinals, 2-1, the Raiders. They played last night. And Coach Schwab of Hudson, last night, your first loss of this season. They put 12 runs on you. You put 5 on the board, but not quite as much offensive output as you had the first two games of the season against Memorial.
Yeah, it was actually played Monday. And, it wasn't our best work, but, it's early in the season, so we're not playing our best ball yet.
What are you looking for when you are playing your best ball? Again, the things that you're hoping to see, maybe you've seen in practice.
Just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Try not to get too fancy. Try not to overthink. Just keep it simple.
When you look at your pitching matchup here today, again, a sophomore for Chi High, but again, with the depth of this program, they can roll a lot out at you.
Yep, and it's a lot of pitching these girls face all year long, so we're capable for it.
And finally, if there's a key or two for today's game, what do you need to do to come out of here with a win?
Keep the free bases to a minimum and keep the mistakes to a minimum. Fewer errors.
Coach, we sure appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Brian Schwab here of the Hudson Raiders, back with Coach Jared Faraday, co-head coach of your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals. It's Chi High Softball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports. Live coverage of your Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals softball against the Hudson Raiders with head coach Jared Faraday of the Lady Cards. And coach, you saw this Hudson team last night put 12 runs on the board. What do you need to do to duplicate that today?
Well, I mean, they're a solid team. We were able to draw quite a few walks the other night, and, you know, that gets determined a lot by strike zones and approaches at the plate. You know, but they have good pitchers, and they were missing a little bit, and we were pretty patient the other night and able to get, you know, like I said, we really took advantage of some of those walks and then started having some big hits. So, you know, we just got to keep our good approaches at the plate and kind of will take care of itself, hopefully.
3-0 to start the season, but again, you can't afford too much tinkering around when you get into the Big Rivers Conference slate. So, again, what are you looking for from your team early on in the season that you can build on?
Yeah, I mean, starting with North and Hudson, our first four games here, it's a challenge. I mean, those are, you know, traditionally two of the better teams in the Big Rivers in softball. And so to get them both here right away has been kind of a, you know, trial by fire here for a lot of players. And we've been throwing a lot of pitchers and putting some kids in there. And, you know, they've responded and done good enough to get through right now and win games, which is obviously the bottom line you're trying to do. So I think if the kids just stay relaxed and keep playing, we'll be all right.
And finally, Coach, a hallmark, a slogan of this team is tradition never graduates. So when you look at the upperclassmen you have this year, but also integrating with some of those younger, talented players, how has that been so far? How are the girls interacting? And again, sometimes when there's talented players who don't see as much action as they could, but give it up for the betterment of the team.
Yeah, it's a thing that, you know, has been very successful. When you don't want to have, you know, all like one grade and then the next year you look and go, uh-oh, this is trouble. You know, we've been able to really, over the years, bring people in, get them, you know, kind of acclimated to it, and then be ready to star for us. And, you know, there's a lot of good examples of that out there. I mean, yeah, we have the four-year starters, too. You know, the Paige, Kenna, Michael, Livs, Lakin. You know, those five have been with us for 4 years and have done a lot of really good things. But last year we had Beja, Cam, Baker and Bauer, who had also played for 4 years. And, you know, when you start filling people in and you like are like, oh, they're still pretty good players here. And so that's kind of our hope, is that we just are able to do that. And the young players have stepped up pretty well so far. You know, we've had three freshmen and a sophomore contribute pretty heavily already early in the year. So I guess those are good signs for us for our future.
Well, a lot of excitement around the program, and we're excited to be here, Coach. Thanks so much for your time.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
The Cardinal Countdown pregame show continues live from Casper Park in beautiful Chippewa Falls. This is Chi High Softball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it. Three are going to score. Chahai leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allen Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Starting lineups being introduced. First for the visiting Hudson Raiders, as we have Chi High Softball Cardinal Countdown pregame show here in WOGO Sports. Leading off, freshman left fielder Carly Myers. In the two slot, Bryn Hayes, the junior center fielder. Evelyn Wolfgram bats third. The senior catcher, Paige Adrian, the freshman first baseman. In the cleanup spot, Anya Weiler, the senior DP, batting fifth. Batting sixth, Maddie Schwab, a junior shortstop. Elena Jewell, another junior third baseman, bats seventh. Mel Souza, the senior right fielder, bats eighth. Batting ninth, Haley Carlson, the junior second baseman. For first-year head coach Brian Schwab, Ellen Brooks, the senior in the circle. For your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, Kenna Johnston, the senior, shortstop, number five, bats first. Batting second, Olivia Sanborn, senior, left fielder, number one. Number seven, Paige Steinmetz, center fielder, senior, bats third. In the cleanup spot, Lauren Shepherd, the catcher, number 17, a sophomore. Number 14, Michael Burrow, the senior second baseman, bats fifth. Batting sixth, Allie Geist, the sophomore first baseman. Number 13, McKenna Bauer, the junior DP, bats seventh, wears number 10. Number 15, Emma McAwam, the senior, batting in the eighth slot, the third baseman, and Georgia Romanowski, the freshman, batting ninth. She's a right fielder, wears number three. Willa Reisinger, number eight, the sophomore pitcher, in the circle for coaches Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Those are your starting lineups. We'll be right back after this with your first pitch on WOGO. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line as a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it three are going to score. Chahai leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Softball, WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you back at the WOGO home base in Hallie, Dan Anderson. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Heidi Solon, as Coach Faraday mentioned, and as you've mentioned as well, again, playing two of the best teams traditionally in the Big Rivers Conference, in Eau Claire North and Hudson to start the season. What does Chi High need to do here?
Yeah, they just need to take good pitches early. Don't try to do anything fancy. Just, you know, it's pretty windy out, so, you know, just kind of making sure they see that ball into the glove and really trying to avoid errors.
Well, those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Chi High will send Willa Reisinger, a sophomore, into the circle as they begin in the field. Hudson Raiders with the white uniforms, white tops and bottoms, and the dark blue numerals and lettering with Hudson diagonally across the shirts. Chi High with their white pants, the cardinal red uniforms, Cards in black across the front, black numerals and white piping as we are set and ready to begin. And looking forward to seeing Willa Reisinger here, Heidi. Again, we've talked about Lakin McEthrin, the senior standout pitcher. But again, the youth movement, particularly in the circle, is something that I think Cardinals fans are going to be excited to see for a few years to come here. And it's great to have depth.
It really is. You know, I was talking to Chelsea earlier today, and she said that they have five pitchers they're kind of looking at to use this year. And I really can't remember a season when Chi High has had that many options on varsity. So that's really exciting to see. And like you said, a lot of young pitchers, a lot of young talent. Really excited to see them.
So Reisinger will be facing Carly Meyer, the freshman, who bats from the right. Meyer, leadoff batter as a freshman, number one, the left fielder. Against the sophomore, Willa Reisinger. Crouches in the circle and deals. And this was driven wide to left field, hanging foul and out of play. Time of the first pitch, 4:29 p.m. Good to have you with us here on WOGO, and you can maybe see why Carly Meyer is batting leadoff as a freshman. She's got a little pop in that bat.
You don't see a freshman batting leadoff too often, and that almost went out foul. That was a really nice foul ball.
Big cut on the first pitch. 0-1 the count. Low and in the dirt. The backstop is Lauren Shepard, the sophomore. So a pair of sophomores, the battery for McDonald. Excuse me, for Chi High. McDonald's tomorrow night, baseball. On WOGO, Willa Reisinger and Lauren Shepard. 1-1. The pitch from Reisinger. That's slapped into the grass beyond third base, and a base hit. Leadoff runner is aboard, Carly Meyer.
It's a really nice cut, nice line shot.
And three pitches in that at bat as Bryn Hayes, the junior center fielder number 7, comes to the plate for first-year head coach Brian Schwab. And Hudson looking to avenge their 12-5 Monday night loss to this Chi High team. Going out, one aboard. Showing bunt. Steal attempt. Throw is a little bit wide of the bag as Carly Meyer will take second. And a runner potentially in scoring position with a good knock here from Bryn Hayes for Hudson. Hayes stands back in from the right side. 1-0 the count. Reisinger whirls and deals, fouled right in front of the plate. The count even at 1-1. Ken Hudson 2-1, and they put up a lot of runs, Heidi, their first two games against Eau Claire Memorial. I believe 12 and 13 runs respectively in those games. 1-1 with a runner at second. Pitches low. And holding the runner back at second is Shepard. As it looks like Meyer wants to keep on moving here.
Yeah, these girls are definitely not scared to take a nice swing.
2-1 popped up to shallow center field. Paige Steinmetz makes the squeeze, holds the runner at second and one away. Here for Willa Reisinger and company.
Batting third, number 12.
That's what she needs to keep doing. She needs to keep getting those, you know, those easy ground outs or those pop-ups.
Give you some confidence right away. Evelyn Wolfgram, the senior, the catcher, number 12. Batting the third spot, takes a big swing at pitch one from Reisinger for a strike. One out, one aboard. And Reisinger ahead in the count early here. The 0-1 pitch, that one is high, a rising pitch that causes Shepard to come out of her crouch.
5-1-1.
Runner at second, one out. The 1-1 pitch from Reisinger. That's a rise ball. Throw to third, not in time, as Shepard actually just double clutches and doesn't make that throw. I'm not really sure if Wolfgram maybe was standing in the way a bit, or
I don't know if they were quite ready for it. It didn't seem like, you know, the third baseman maybe knew that that runner was coming.
Meyer's moved from first to third now with one out. Grounder along the third baseline, hooks foul. 2-2. So again, the leadoff runner, Carly Meyer, the freshman, a base hit, stole second, stole third. And Hudson trying to get an early run. As you mentioned, on Monday night, Hudson went ahead 2-0 early in that game. The 2-2 pitch from Reisinger. Dribble pass, short, run's going to score. That's a base hit for Hudson. An RBI base hit for Evelyn Wolfgram as Meyer comes around to score, and it's 1-0 the Raiders.
Batting fourth, number 8, the first baseman.
Sure doesn't take much, you know. They get that nice base hit, like you said, two quick stolen bases, and they're on the board.
They're aggressive on the base paths, and another youngster, Paige Adrian, the freshman first baseman, number 8. Stands in, four straight right-handed batter for Hudson. And they lead 1-0. Fouled above the backstop and out of play and almost to the canopy of the enclosure back behind the grandstand here. You can probably hear the wind coming in from right field. Reisinger, the 0-1 pitch. That one misses inside. One run in, one out, runner at first for the Hudson Raiders.
The good news, I don't think that wind is blowing out. Maybe not good news for Chippewa, though. I think it's blowing in.
That's true. The 1-1 pitch from Reisinger, the sophomore, and that one is knocked foul along the third baseline. Ken Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you on WOGO Sports. See our complete Chi High and McDonald softball and baseball schedule for the spring at WOGO.com. We're at the top of the first here from Casper Park. Reisinger delivers, rise ball, foul, or excuse me, rise ball is a ball, and That'll bring the count to 2-2 on the freshman Paige Adrian. With Evelyn Wolfgram, the senior at first base. 2-2 pitch, big swing and a miss. Struck her out swinging. Paige Adrian goes down on strikes. And that's got to help the confidence early on here for Willa Reisinger, the sophomore.
It looks like they're going to get a courtesy runner, maybe.
And so Wolfgram will exit. Up at the plate now will be Anya Weiler, the senior, the DP, number 5. Courtesy runner for Hudson is number 15. It's Elsa Brenner. 1-0 Hudson, two outs, top of the first here at Casper Park. Weiler will step in, the senior. Another right-handed batter. Opening pitch of this at bat. And also slapped along the third baseline and foul, so Reisinger ahead in the count quickly here.
They're definitely an aggressive swinging team here. They've taken, I think, all the first pitches right away.
I don't know if we've seen them take a first pitch. I mean, it's been swing away, and Carly Meyer, as we mentioned, who got aboard and scored, is Reisinger the pitch. That one's driven along the third baseline. Glove the throw to first in time. Emma McElwam to Allie Geist. And you can hear the coaches for Chi High saying, get it back. They're down 1-0 as we're through the first half of the first inning here at Casper Park. Chi High trailing Hudson 1-0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to Lady Card Softball. You're on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson along with Heidi Solon as Chi High, their half of the first inning, trailing 1-0 to Hudson. Second time these two teams have tangled this week. Kenna Johnson, the senior shortstop number 5, left-handed batter, will lead off for the Lady Cards. Again, you can hear the coaches saying, hey, let's get it back. Down just one. Getting settled in. Ella Brooks, the senior, number 14, is in the circle for Coach Brian Schwab and the Raiders. Brooks deals, whistles one in for a strike. It's a good-looking first pitch.
She's throwing some heat, it looks like, already.
Again, Brooks, the senior, against Kenna Johnston, the senior. 0-1 the count. Brooks high on pitch 2. 1-1, and again, we've seen the aggressiveness first swings from Hudson. Chi High being patient here to start.
That's okay sometimes.
A lot of experience.
See what she can come with.
The 1-1 pitch from Brooks. She delivers. Johnson takes. Strike 2, called strike.
I don't think she would have agreed with that.
I was going to say, though, the way she looked, I think she thought that was a ball. I actually did, too. So a little slow on calling it a strike there. 1-2. Leadoff batter is Kenna Johnston for Chi High in this bottom of the first at Casper Park in Chippewa. Brooks fires in for ball 2. That one, I don't know.
I thought they were gonna
give that a called strike. So, all right, early on, Caleb is 0-2 on guessing pitches, so we'll just wait on Mr. Umpire here. The 2-2 pitch. Chi High trailing 1-0. Brooks comes home swinging strike three as Kenna Johnson goes down on strikes. As you mentioned, a good-looking fastball.
It kind of looks like
Ella
maybe
Brooks.
A little bit of rise there, too, right
yeah.
at the end.
And there's a lot of talents in this Hudson program, as there is in the Chi High program. Olivia Sanborn, another lefty, the left fielder, number one, the senior. At the plate, Chi High trailing 1-0, one out, no one on, bottom of the first here in Chippewa Falls. A bunt popped up behind the plate, diving catch, and that is made by Evelyn Wolfgram, the senior. Nice play there by Wolfgram as Olivia Sanborn trying to bunt her way aboard. And two away quickly here for Chi High. That'll bring up Paige Steinmetz, the senior center fielder, batting the third slot. Number seven bats from the right. Chi High trying to get one back as they trail by a run very early on in this BRC game. Steinmetz takes pitch one. Okay, we don't have heights listed here. I'm trying to remember what Paige is. I think 5'10 or 5'11.
I think she's, yeah, around there.
And a standout athlete for so many years for Chi High. Three-sport athlete. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss for Steinmetz.
Seems like they just can't quite catch up with the speed quite yet.
Sometimes maybe it takes a run through the lineup as they just try to adjust to that. But, of course, down 1-0, you want to try and get one back as quickly as possible. Two outs here. 1-1 pitch from the senior Brooks. Good eye on that one from Paige Steinmetz. She'll take a ball. Two outs, no one on for Chi High. Now the Brooks struck out Kenna Johnson and got Olivia Sanborn to pop up to the catcher behind the plate. The 2-1 pitch fouled straight back and over the top of the backstop. Two balls and two strikes here on Paige Steinmetz.
It'll be interesting to see what she comes with on this next pitch, if she's going to try something off speed now or if she's trying to go high on her.
And she's went with the gas to get the strikeout against Kenna Johnson. Will she try that against Paige Steinmetz? Checks the wristband. The 2-2 pitch, high. Paige Steinmetz works the count full. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack? Don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Count is full. Two outs, no one on for Paige Steinmetz, the senior, working against fellow senior Ella Brooks. The 3-2 pitch. Fouled back. Steinmetz battling in this at-bat. Well, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated. The highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. We'll do it again in a full count. Brooks, the pitch. High. Take your base, Paige Steinmetz. Working a walk, patient at bat there.
Yeah, the pitcher seemed a little bit frustrated with herself on that pitch. I don't think that's what she was trying to do there.
Lauren Shepherd, the catcher, sophomore number 17, bats in that cleanup spot. Will come to the plate. She also bats from the right. Now with a runner aboard for Chi High. Two outs. Home half of the first inning. Brooks the pitch, low and dropped by the catcher, and that's going to allow Paige Steinmetz to take second. So now a runner potentially in scoring position here for Chi High. And so good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you on WOGO Sports, our coverage of Chi High, McDonald Baseball and Softball all season long here on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. A one pitch, swing and a miss. Again, you've mentioned, Heidi, we're seeing the Chi High hitters first time through the order facing Brooks, just a little behind some of the speed that she's got.
Yeah, she really has some nice pitches, and then, she's thrown in a few off-speeds here and there, and it's hard to make It's hard to balance as a hitter.
0-2 the count is Shepherd Asper time here. Runner at second, that's Paige Steinmetz. Kenna Johnston went down on strikes. Olivia Sanborn popped out behind the plate. Paige Steinmetz worked a walk and advanced to second. The 0-2 pitch popped up, foul beyond the first baseline. We'll do it again. And last two batters for Chi High have really been working the pitch count here. Runner at second, two outs, two strikes against Lauren Shepherd. Brooks in the circle, delivers, and there's a shot to deep left center field. That is going way back, and it is gone. Home run for Chi High. And just like that, the Cards take the lead 2-1.
And she saw that pitch, and she took it. You know, the faster they throw, the faster and harder they go out of the park.
That's what my cousin always said. He said the harder they throw, the farther it goes.
That's right.
And how about Lauren Shepherd? Two outs, two strikes, a blast to left center field. And now Chi High will send up Michael Burrow, this senior second baseman, batting fifth, number 14. And again, the mantra from the Cards was get one back, get one back. They got two back here, and now they lead 2-1. Lauren Shepherd. How about these sophomores? Allie Geis had a big home run in that doubleheader we had on WOGO the other night. Sophomores with some power in their bats. Swing and a miss for Michael Burrow, the senior. He's trying to get back Ella Brooks. Burrow bats from the right. Big Mike, you can hear them saying from the Chi High dugout. No one on, two outs, two runs in for Chi High. Brooks comes home, taking a ball. Michael Burrow. One ball, one strike. And that time I'll congratulate myself because the scoreboard said two strikes, but I actually had it right for once. It's early in the season. We're getting the feel here. The 1-1 pitch. Now on a ball, misses high. Well, Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. As Hudson will call for a brief time here. Again, Grace Home Respiratory, equipment for sale or rental. Thank you to Chuck and the crew for being part of our broadcast here for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Burrow will stride back to that right side of the dish. Her team leading 2-1 thanks to the blast from Lauren Shepherd with two outs. And Chi High got a base runner and Paige Steinmetz and Lauren Shepherd with the homer, all with two outs. The 2-1 pitch of the timeout, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Big cut there from Michael Burrow. Well, if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Brooks trying to get out of the inning. The 2-2 pitch, that's a high shot. That's to deep left field. It is going way back, and it is gone. The second homer of the first inning for Chi High as Burrow goes yard, and it's 3-1 Chippewa Falls.
You know, we talked about being aggressive, how Hudson was so aggressive with the bats right away, and I think Chippewa has followed their lead, and they're finding good pitches.
How about that for Chi High, all with two outs, the last three batters doing some damage. Paige Steinmetz, Lauren Shepherd, Michael Burrow, the 3-4-5 slots. Base on balls, stealing second, two-run homer, then a solo homer, and the Cards leading 3-1, still in the bottom of the first. And speaking of pop in the bat, Allie Geis, the sophomore first baseman, number 13, comes to the plate, batting from the right side, and we know she can get a hold of one and send it far as well. Brooks, the senior, still with two outs, big swing and a miss for Allie Geist. Because, again, it seems like each Shy-High hitter has had to take that swing and a miss and just kind of get used to the gas that Brooks is throwing. Geist back in there. No one on, two outs, three in for Shy-High. Another swing and a miss for Allie Geist, just a little bit behind Brooks here in this at-bat. Sophomore back in play. Missing a little bit low here is Brooks. One and two the count.
Smart choice by her, you know, trying to get her to chase something low.
Geist wisely holds off on that. The sophomore facing the senior pitcher. The 1-2 pitch from Brooks. That one's popped up over to second base and coming over to make the squeeze, Maddie Schwab, coach's daughter, I presume, the junior. So getting out of the first inning, Hudson, but not before three runs are in for Shy-High. After one complete, it's Chippewa Falls 3, Hudson 1. This is Lady Cardinal softball back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
We move to the second inning here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson along with Heidi Solon just along the third baseline here at beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Opening pitch, dribble to the third baseman, glove throw too high, and that will put the leadoff runner aboard for the Hudson Raiders. It's Maddie Schwab, the junior shortstop number 10, who just ended the inning. Emma McElwam, the throw to Allie Geist, a little bit too tall there. And so Hudson trailing now by two runs will once again get the leadoff runner up. So Schwab aboard. Foul, a line drive foul that's going to hit the fence on the other field here at Casper for Elena Jewell. Jewel's a junior third baseman, bats from the right, number 9. Reisinger comes home with the pitch. It's a strike. Again, Willa Reisinger, I thought, did a nice job settling in that first inning, Heidi.
She really did. You know, they were, like you said, being really aggressive to start off, and she didn't let that bother her.
Swing and a miss for Jewel as Reisinger quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Maddie Schwab. Again at first. As I must have been behind on the count there as Jewel struck out. So that's the second strikeout of the afternoon and evening for Rising. So now one out, one aboard. Mel Souza, the senior right fielder who bats from the left, wears number 6. Couple balls to start this at bat. Maddie Schwab, the junior, is at first, reached on a throwing error. Shy-High up 3-1. We're in the top of the second here in Chippewa Falls. Souza has that high, almost Gary Sheffield-like stance, maybe looking to slap this one here. And strike. Makes it a 2-1 count. Souza checks the wristband, then comes back into the box. Showing bunt. Not able to get it.
Had a couple chances there now to lay down that bunt and to move that runner around. Just haven't been able to connect with it.
2-2 the count. One aboard, one away here in the top of the second. Souza slaps it to third. Glove by McElwam. Bobbled and McElwam. No throw here. Runners will move to first and second. So Souza aboard. And Schwab moves to second. One out, and that will send Haley Carlson, the junior second baseman, who bats in the nine slot, to the plate here for Coach Brian Schwab and the Hudson Raiders as they trail your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 3-1.
You know, it's always so tough to see those, you know, back-to-back errors. And you just see the girls out there being so supportive of their third baseman. And, you know, it's like you said, the start of the season, and there's some early nerves that happen, and they're very supportive of each other.
And that's what you want to see. And again, hot corner there, not easy, especially, again, when there's some rain, some dampness here and there. I mean, still, the conditions even on the field are probably going to be different game to game. I mean, when we're playing in mid-May, it's probably going to bounce quite a bit different when it's hit along the third baseline than it does here in early April.
Absolutely.
2 balls, no strikes. Haley Carlson, the second baseman, with runners on first and second. She shows bunt. Pitch sails in high. 3-0 count here. And so does Carlson take her swing away here with runners at first and second. And go-ahead run is at the plate for the Hudson Raiders. They trail your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 3-1 here in the top of the second. Risinger comes home with a pitch. Whistles in a strike.
It's always so hard, too, when you don't know if they are going to lay down that bunt or if they are going to, you know, what they're going to do, if they're going to kind of slap at it. So they really do have to be on their toes at all times.
One away, 3-1 pitch, showing bunt, no. Strike two. So now a full count, as Willa Risinger would love to get her third strikeout victim here. But two aboard and a full count, but only one away. Risinger, the 3-2 pitch is low. They are loaded up now for Hudson with one out and back to the top of the lineup, and that's Carly Meyer, the freshman, who we've seen has a big bat.
This is when you really see the outfield. They really have to be on their toes here. Got to get that ball in quick to prevent all those runs from scoring.
First walk issued for Willa Risinger. Freshman Carly Meyer singled and scored in the first. She's going to drive one through the gap at second base. That's going to score one for Hudson. The throw will hold runners at first, second, and third. But now the Hudson Raiders back within a single run is an RBI single for Carly Meyer. 3-2. Bryn Hayes. She had a fly out to Paige Steinmetz in center. And she will drive one past McElwam at third base. We have a tie game.
That top of the lineup that Hudson has is really strong. They are a really tough lineup. Really tough top of the lineup.
And again, Hudson, just a veteran team, and they're just taking momentum right back here from Chi High as they've worked their way back to a tie game. And Coach Jared Faraday is going to call for time here as we are now knotted evenly at three apiece. Hudson went up 1-0. Chi High scored three in the bottom of the third. We'll have a pitching change here for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. As Delaney Barrow, the freshman, will come into the circle.
What a tough situation to be put into. You know, you're a freshman, you're playing a tough conference team in Hudson, and you got runners on base.
And we mentioned you can't tinker too much early on in this season, but when you do have four or five pitchers that you have a lot of confidence in their talent, their ability, you put them out in some of these situations, you can feel a good degree of confidence. Hey, we're going to learn more about what we have as the season goes along, and hopefully we'll be pleasantly surprised at how the youngsters perform.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle that pressure. It is good to see that early on, because when you do get into the later parts of the season or you're playing those state-ranked teams, that's when you need to kind of have that nailed down.
So Delaney Barrow will come into this circle with the bases loaded and only one out here in the top of the second. Jai Hyatt seems is going to need their bats today. Evelyn Wolfgram takes a first pitch strike from Barrow. Wolfgram's the senior. She singled in the first. There's number 12, the catcher. And one away. Two strikeouts on the afternoon for Willa Reisinger. Rise ball is a little high. And as you mentioned, five pitchers deep for Chai High. Heidi, it's something, too, where you don't necessarily have to ride a pitcher throughout a long outing, too. Reisinger was, again, pitching a pretty nice game, but gets in a little trouble here, and they have the depth. Another rising ball sails a little bit high here.
It is really nice to see, and I think, you know, back in the day, you saw a lot of Chai High pitchers that would pitch, you know, a full game or even both of the games of a doubleheader, and it's nice that you don't have to rely on that anymore.
Keep all the arms fresh. The 2-1 pitch misses inside. 3-1 for Delaney Barrow, the freshman. Again, bases are loaded here for Hudson, the senior Evelyn Wolfgram. It's 1-1 on the afternoon at the plate. Greedy for more here. We're down 3-1 after the first inning. A high fly ball that's going to carry Steinmetz way back near the wall. She will make the catch, tagging and scoring. It is number 4, Haley Carlson. And it's 4-3 Hudson with two away.
And that was probably almost out. Paige did everything she could there to track that, and Olivia Sanborn, too, tracked that really well, and they were definitely back by the fence.
And actually, I may have miscalled that. They may have been Sanborn who made the catch.
I think it was Sanborn that made it right at the end.
Now a single right past second base, and another run in for Hudson as Carly Meyer scores for the second time today. That was Anya Weiler with the RBI single. So Anya Weiler, a ground out to Emma McElwam in the first, comes up with a 5-3 lead. Runners at first and second, third base is open now as Hudson has plated four here in their half of the second. Two outs now. Delaney Barrow, the freshman, trying to get Chai High out of this inning. And hits on the wrist, Anya Weiler. And so now the base is loaded once again.
We've batted around, haven't we?
Yes, Maddie Schwab, who began this inning reaching on an error and scoring a run, is back up at the plate. Runners are occupying first, second, and third. Delaney Barrow, the freshman, who came in here in the top of the second in relief, facing Maddie Schwab. Schwab takes ball one. Chai High trailed 1-0, moving into the bottom of the first inning, got three runs back. Need to try to duplicate that again here. Trailing 5-3. There's a strike for Delaney Barrow. 1-1 the count. Four runs in this top of the second for the Hudson Raiders. Got a great battle shaping up here this afternoon. Dribbled just along the third baseline and foul. Bases loaded, two outs. Maddie Schwab, the junior, up for the second time this inning as the Hudson Raiders have batted around and lead it 5-3. Barrow, the freshman, checks the wristband, comes home with a 1-2 pitch. This is outside. Two balls, two strikes. We'll have McDonald Baseball, great conference rivalry against Eau Claire Regis tomorrow afternoon at 4:40 p.m. The 2-2 pitch is high. And the count is full and no base is open for the freshman Delaney Barrow. Barrow working against the junior Maddie Schwab. Big pitch here. Barrow whistles one in, but called a ball. And another run in for Hudson. An RBI walk drawn by Maddie Schwab.
I always think these are such tough positions for coaches to be in because you want to give your pitcher an opportunity to work through, but you also got to keep the score in mind, too.
6-3, Chi High trails by 3 runs. Delaney Barrow, there's a foul ball behind the plate and comes just within a whisker of the backstop. And it's interesting what we may see here in this bottom of the second on the Hudson side as Ella Brooks got knocked around a little bit, giving up 2 homers in that bottom of the first. But does this give her a little bit more confidence? We've seen the skill she has, and she's getting such great run support. That could just bring her confidence roaring back.
And it could help it. Her defense's confidence as well. I mean, we didn't, you know, they didn't have any errors or anything, but it just helps when everyone's kind of feeling it and you just kind of get in a groove and things start going your way.
One ball, one strike. Chi High trails 6-3. Delana Jewell at the line. Line drive. Paige Steinmetz reaching back, making the grab at the wall, and Cardinals finally out of the inning here, but a lot of damage done by Hudson as they played 5. After 1.5, it is Hudson 6, Chi High 3. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Softball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. 2 are going to score. The Cardinals make it 3 are going to score. Chi High leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A 2-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Softball on WOGO Sports. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Bottom of the second here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you. First pitch of ball to McKenna Bauer. The junior DP bats from the right. Cardinal half of the second. So they gave up 5 runs in the top of the second, trail 6-3. The 1-0 pitch from Bauer. That one driven in for a strike by the senior hurler Ella Brooks. And as we've mentioned, Brooks definitely has some heat on her fastball. Cardinals still, though, were able to rough her up for a couple home runs in the bottom of the first. Missing high, does Brooks on pitch 3. 2-1 the count.
And as a coach, too, I'd like to see, you know, how is my team going to respond to this? How are they going to respond to that big inning?
Again, this is just the 4th game of the season for Chi High. So a lot to be learned about this year's Cards. Finding the mark again is Brooks. 2 balls and 2 strikes. McKenna Bauer, the junior, batting in the 7th slot for coaches Chelsea Secor and Jared Faraday. And the Cardinals did all their damage with 2 outs in the top of the 2nd. Count worked full by McKenna Bauer. as missing high is Brooks. Cardinals trailing 6-3. The right-handed batting Bauer, the junior, as Brooks checks that wristband on her left arm. Count is full. The 3-2 pitch, fouled back beyond the backstop. A pretty good crowd on hand and a not too chilly afternoon.
A few little raindrops here and there.
We're hoping those will just hold off. We'll do it again in a 3-2 count. Cardinals trailing 6-3. Wolf comes home, popped up, and dropping right in front of the second baseman, but the throw in time from Haley Carlson to Paige Adrian, and one away here for the Cards.
Seems like she really kind of gets them jammed up. She's done that to a few hitters already today.
4-3 on the putout there. So for the second straight inning, leadoff batter retired for Chi High. That'll bring up Emma McElwam, the senior. Third baseman, number 15. One away here for the Cards. Right-handed batting McElwam. Again, he's played a lot of softball here. This Chi High program. Fouled straight back. Wolf ahead in the count. Brooks, rather, ahead in the count quickly. Well, don't get sidelined by a lingering injury at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their highly skilled team of sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The 0-1 pitch misses low. Again, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. One ball, one strike on Emma McElwam with one away here for Chi High in the bottom of the second, trailing by 3 runs to Hudson. Pitch comes home. That one misses high.
Must have been pretty close. I heard a lot of people in the crowd, kind of.
Waiting just a bit on that one, too. 2-1, no one on, one away for Chi High. Trying to get one or more back here in the bottom of the second, trailing 6-3. Swing and a miss for McElwam. 2 balls, 2 strikes here. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Wynn Family Dentistry. Check out reviews online on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Proud to support Chi High Lady Cardinal softball. The 2-2 pitch. High fly ball to shallow left field, and that one is gloved by Carly Meyer, the freshman out there. She had to dance around under it a bit. Pulled it in. Loud out from McElwam, but still two away here for Chi High.
Has to give them confidence, though. You know that you can hit her. You know, you took her deep. And next step at,
Georgia,
she'll have
Romanowski.
That confidence.
Yeah. The freshman right fielder, number 3, in the 9 slot, Romanowski. She's going to pop that one up behind the plate. First baseman running up, making the grab is Paige Adrian, fellow freshman, and Chi High goes down in sequence. 1-2-3 as they trail 6-3. 2 complete here in Chippewa Falls. The Cardinals trying to make a comeback here on their home field. We are back in 60 seconds. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Lady Cardinal softball.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line as a base hit by the left fielder. 2 are going to score. The Cardinals make it 3 are going to score. Chi High leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A 2-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Delaney Barrow, the freshman, in the circle for Chi-High. They trail 6-3. Leadoff bunt. McElwan rushes up, gloves, fires to first to Allie Geis, and the leadoff runner retired for the first time this game for the Hudson Raiders. And a good, confident glove and throw there by McElwan after a bit of a rough second inning.
That was really nice to see. You know, she seemed frustrated the first inning, maybe a little bit nervous after that. And it's nice to get that first one under your belt.
Again, Hudson batted around in the second as they plated five. Delaney Barrow came in relief of Willa Reisinger. She gets the leadoff runner retired. And now ahead in the count 0-1 here. Swing and a miss for number four, Haley Carlson. The 0-2 pitch from Barrow. That's a high pop-up along the third base line and gloved by McElwam, and McElwam responsible for the first two outs of the inning.
She looks like she's settling in now a little bit at third base.
Left fielder Carly Meyer.
Well, that'll bring up Carly Meyer. The freshman left fielder, she has singled and scored in each of the first two innings. Can she be retired for the first time this game?
I know, Delaney, if you're Chippewa, you're like, man, this girl's only a freshman.
Yeah, we're going to have to see her for three more seasons.
Three more years.
And Meyer has an RBI as well, along with those two singles, as she's 2-for-2. Two outs here, takes a strike. Excuse me. That one missed. So 2-0 the count. Two outs. Freshman against freshman. Delaney Barrow checks the wristband. The 2-0 pitch. That one comes in high. 3-0 hitters count here for Carly Meyer. She will try to reach for the third consecutive at-bat. In the top of the third, Chi-High trailing 6-3. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you on WOGO Radio. And hit by pitch. That one got away a little bit from Delaney Barrow. And so Meyer has reached again. The Cardinals not able to get a 1-2-3 inning, but still you've got good opportunity here to get out without any damage done and try and settle into this game. Trailing by just 3 runs. Bryn Hayes, she's 1-for-2 with an RBI. Fly out to Paige Steinmetz in center in the first inning. An RBI single in the second. She's going to ground this one to short. Glove throw across the diamond. And in time from Kenna Johnson to Allie Geis. So 4 batters, no runs. As Delaney Barrow moves quickly through that top half of the third. Chi-High coming to the plate in the bottom of the third here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. After 2.5, it's Chi-High trailing Hudson 6-3. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald's student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Home half of the third here in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon, great to be with you on a beautiful afternoon here in Chippewa Falls. Big Rivers Conference softball Chi-High trying to get some runs back, trailing 6-3 to the visiting Hudson Raiders, who they beat 12-5 on Monday evening. Back at the top of the lineup for Chi-High, first pitch strike for the senior Ella Brooks. She's facing senior Kenna Johnston, the shortstop. Back to the top of the order, Johnston struck out in that leadoff spot in the first inning.
She is such a dangerous leadoff hitter. Really fun to watch.
Johnson, the lefty. She's going to pop this one up. It's behind the count, 0-2. But again, the second time Johnson has seen fellow senior Ella Brooks. We'd love to get your leadoff batter aboard here. Senior against senior, 0-2 pitch. Brooks misses. One ball, two strikes. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. The 1-2 pitch is high. Kenna Johnston takes two straight pitches here. Looking for a juicy one. Two balls, two strikes. Chi-High trailing 6-3 to Hudson. The 2-2 pitch goes over the top of Kenna Johnston's head. She's taken three straight pitches and has worked the count full.
That's a good at bat. They always say when you can work that count full, especially being down 0-2. That's a great at bat.
Johnston will scuff the dirt there on the left side of the plate and await this pitch here from Ella Brooks. Count is full. 3-2 pitch. Take your base. A very patient walk as Kenna Johnston takes four straight balls. And now the leadoff runner is aboard for Chi-High. That'll send up Olivia Sanborn. Sanborn popped up behind home plate in the first inning. You know she'd like to get a hold of one here, the senior left fielder. Chi-High with no one out. One aboard, and the sun coming out a little bit here, peeking through the clouds. Left field. Sanborn showing bunt and a high, high pitch that's going to hit the backstop, and no slide necessary as Kenna Johnston takes second. So Sanborn ahead in the count 1-0. Runner at second. No one out. Chi-High trailing 6-3. Now we're getting some full-fledged sun here. Brooks, the 1-0 pitch. Sanborn showing bunt. Can't get a piece of it. Pitch misses. And it looks like McKenna Johnston again over there at second is just trying to keep Brooks honest, but looking like she might be moving here if she gets the right look. Two balls, no strikes. Olivia Sanborn, left-handed batting senior. It's with that 2-0 pitch, and she's going to drive it right over the head of Johnston at second base. Johnston's going to take third with a sliding dive, and Sanborn in for a stand-up double. Good base running there for the Cards.
Great base running, and she's so fun to watch because she has so much speed, and she definitely took advantage of that speed on that play.
And again, I don't know if they would have sent Kenna Johnston home, but where that hit carried. I mean, she had to duck it right at second base, and so she ended up just pausing a bit and then diving in head first to third. But now Chi-High has runners at second and third with no one out and a timeout called by Hudson. And again, early on in the season here, you want to get the win, absolutely, but you're also looking to see, as you mentioned, how does your team respond to adversity in the field and at the plate. And so far here for Chi-High, we've seen them down early 1-0. They responded with three runs. Then again, five runs given up in that top of the second inning. They don't respond offensively, but they did respond with just a four at bat inning defensively here in the top of the third. And now hopefully we'll see some runs coming in soon.
Hopefully we will, yeah. You know, and I think it's just been so impressive. I'm, you know, coming in as a freshman, you know, the pitcher that came in as a freshman for Chi High, and you're coming in into that tough situation, that was really exciting to me as a fan to see that you have these girls that are, you know, young underclassmen, but they appear to have the confidence to play at this level. And I think that's so important that they're not scared out there. And they're working and they're trying hard and they're not getting down on themselves.
And now we have a pitching change for Hudson to make you aware of as well. Lauren Ledbury, another senior hurler, will come in. Number three comes in relief of Ella Brooks. And you talk about relief pitching. Both teams have sent in some relief pitchers in kind of adverse circumstances here, too. So, again, you get to, again, test the mettle of some of your pitching here as well, as it's not like they're coming in with bases empty.
No, you know, and it's so interesting. You know, I've watched a lot of games over the past, you know, 20 years, Chi High games, and it's just exciting to see all these different pitchers that they have. You know, they have these options.
Paige Steinmetz strides to the plate, the senior. She'll take strike one. Steinmetz worked a walk in the first inning, and after that, again, two-out walk, she came in to score on the two-run bomb by Lauren Shepard. No one out, runners at second and third. Two straight strikes here, though, for Lauren Ledbury. The senior, she's quickly ahead in the count on Paige Steinmetz. Senior against senior. Chi High trailing 6-3. In the bottom of the third, Paige Steinmetz gets a hold of one, a line drive, hits grass out in right field. One run is in, another holds at third. Paige Steinmetz with an RBI knock brings Chi High within two runs.
Two strikes on her, and she just approached the plate with such confidence there.
And still no one out, runners at the corners, first and third, as Kenna Johnston came in to score. Olivia Sanborn is now at third. That brings up Lauren Shepard. Shepard will take ball one. Shepard, of course, with the two-run shot in that first inning. Sanborn at third. Steinmetz at first. No one out. Chi High trails 6-4. Strike whistled in there by Lauren Ledbury. One ball, one strike on Lauren Shepard. Again, just a sophomore. A lot of pop in that bat. Two runs batted in already for the sophomore. Can she get more here? And she takes another strike. Good pitch there from Ledbury.
I keep kind of keeping my eye on Paige here at first base to see if they, you know, they might try to steal her, maybe see what they can do with the runner on third, see if they can maybe sneak her home.
The 1-2 pitch. Again, Steinmetz, as the pitch misses there for two balls and two strikes. Steinmetz, as you mentioned, looks like she, again, whether she's just keeping Ledbury honest or is really thinking about taking a lead here and galloping towards second, we may see some action. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Good pitch there from Lauren Shepard, and going down on strikes. Or excuse me, Lauren Ledbury against Lauren Shepard. The first out of the inning recorded for Hudson. So that'll bring up Michael Burrow, the senior. Again, she had the second home run of the game in the first inning. Runners at the corners, now one out. Chi High trailing 6-4. Paige Steinmetz gets caught between first and second, but the throw is awry, and a run comes in, and Chi High within one. Olivia Sanborn again, great base running for Chi High, as it looked like Steinmetz was going to be caught in a pickle there, but the throw was errant, and that's going to bring Sanborn home.
That's what I was kind of waiting for the last batter, to see what they would kind of, you know, kind of pushing the catcher there to see what she could come up with.
So Burrow back in with an 0-1 count, now a 6-5 game. Check swing, but a strike. 0-2. Is Ledbury quickly ahead in the count. And both of the senior pitchers we've seen have the heat. Foul line drive along the first baseline. Count remains 0-2 on Michael Burrow, the senior.
And you kind of see that speed, Paige, you know, hit that one to right field, seemed a little bit behind it. Michael on this pitch was just a hair behind it as well.
Runner on second, that's Paige Steinmetz, one out. 0-2 pitch here from Ledbury. That one misses high. And Steinmetz again, a big leadoff there, and she again. You never know when they might send Steinmetz. I mean, she's a fantastic athlete. We've seen it in all three sports for all 4 years. A line drive that's going to carry deep to left center field. Nice over-the-shoulder grab out there by the center fielder Bryn Hayes for out number two. A loud out for Michael Burrow, but it is out number two.
I thought maybe it had a chance. That center fielder, what a great track on that. She really had a run for that and caught it over her shoulder.
So Chai Hai has plated two here after giving up five in the top half of the second inning. They're down to their last out with Allie Geist, the sophomore first baseman, number 13, at the plate. 0-1 on the day. Steinmetz had to remain at second. 1-0 pitch, and that one a grounder that's going to get through the infield, and Steinmetz is going to come home, and she will come in standing up, play at second, safe! Allie Geist with a run-scoring double, and she dives underneath the tag at second. We have a tie game, 6-6.
That was just great, hard base running there by Paige. That line drive, got out to the outfield, and she was coming around third hard.
And again, great base running, too, by Allie Geist to stretch a single into a double as the play was coming to the plate. And now she's got the dirt all over the uniform. You love to see that. 6-6. Chai Hai has three more in. It's a big swing and a miss here from McKenna Bauer, the junior DP. Ground out to second in the second inning. Just love the response in all facets here for Chai Hai in this game. We've got a dandy brewing here. 6-6. Missing wide is Lauren Ledbury.
And if I'm the coaches, if I'm Chelsea and Jared and Shelley, I'm really liking what I see. I'm liking that they're not just going to be like, oh, okay, they scored on us, we're done. We're going to give up. They're really fighting through this.
Runner at second, two outs, strike. Whistled in there against McKenna Bauer. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Three runs in so far here in this bottom of the third inning. Pop up, out of play along the first base line, almost hits the top of the Hudson dugout. And good to have you with us here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Dan Anderson back at the home base in Hallie, keeping things running smoothly. Our board operator, Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, the 1-2 pitch. That one misses a little bit low. 2-2 the count. Allie Geist is at second base, McKenna Bauer at the plate. Chai Hai has come roaring back here to tie the game at six. Looking for more. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch misses low, and another full count here.
I was looking at the stats from when they played Hudson on Monday, and it seemed like the bottom of the order was really what came through for them in that game. So
the 3-2 pitch, that one dribbled along the third base line. It's going to be a long throw, and is it in time? Yes, it is. Good mustard on that one from Elena Jewell to Paige Adrian, but Chai Hai strikes back with three runs, and we are all tied up at six after three complete here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Back in 60 seconds, this is Chai Hai Lady Cardinal Softball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Top of the fourth inning here in Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us. And a great game brewing here. Big Rivers Conference softball 6-6. Emma McElwong grubs the first pitch grounder. A fire to first. And that is a tough catch there for Paige. For the first baseman, Allie Geist. And she's not able to snatch it. And the leadoff runner is aboard once again for Hudson.
Tough play at third. I mean, she fielded it, kind of hopped right at the end, right up into kind of her armpit. And so she had to kind of pull it out and try to make that throw quick. You don't have a lot of time to make that throw from third. There's really no room to even bobble it.
So Evelyn Wolfgram reaches. Paige Adrian, the freshman first baseman number 8, bats from the right. For the third time here, she will dribble one to McElwong. McElwong with a good strong throw to Allie Geist to retire Paige Adrian. 5-3 on the putout. And I guess I'm going to ask you how to score that first one, or would that be an E5?
I don't know.
It's tough to know because, again, it's the throw seemed on target, maybe a little low.
It was low. She had to scoop it at first. It was scoopable. That's a tough one.
I'm just not really sure how to score it. Either way, reaching on an error is going to be Wolfgram, but, I don't know where to score that error. We'll just say again, Chai Highs. Had a bit of struggles in the field here, but they bounced back nicely. One ball, one strike, one out. There's a pop-up just beyond the infield and a long run up for Olivia Sanborn, and she gloves for the second out of the inning as the sun coming back in full force. So the DP, Anya Weiler, a fly out to left field. And two away here for the Cards. Leadoff runner aboard, and now a courtesy runner out at second is Elsa Bruner, the junior. Maddie Schwab, the shortstop, takes ball one. In the second inning where Hudson batted around and scored 5, Schwab scored after reaching on an error. She also reached on a base on balls. Delaney Barrow comes home. This is wide there. 2-0 the count. Two away here in the top of the fourth at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Runner on second, 6-6 ball game. 2-0 pitch. That one's popped up in the infield. Drifting over, making the grab is Michael Burrow, and Chai High a 1-2-3-4 inning for the second straight time as they'll look to retake the lead here. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Middle of four, your score, Hudson 6, Chai High 6. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Well, Delaney Barrow working very quickly the last two innings. Chai High comes up in the home half of the fourth, bottom of the fourth, in a 6-6 ball game. There's one runner aboard for Hudson each of the last two innings, but no one gets beyond second base. Now the Cardinals, the first pitch strike from Lauren Ledbury. She's the second pitcher for Hudson here tonight. Emma McElwam is at the plate. Fly out to left field for McElwam in the second inning. Senior bats from the right side. Second pitch, swinging strike. McElwam behind the count here, 0-2. Cards have scored three in the first, three in the third. Akawam, foul ball, dribble off along the first baseline. We'll go at it again in the 0-2 pitch. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Ledbury comes home with the 0-2 pitch, fouled over just beyond the backstop along the first baseline. And we've seen alternating clouds and sunshine here at Casper Park, but thankfully no rain in the clouds so far, other than I felt a drop on my forehead last inning, but as long as it stays away so we can keep playing.
And Paige was saying the other day that those games last week were pretty cold when they played North, so I'm sure that they're liking that it's a little bit warmer outside now.
Indeed. Nakawam fighting through this at bat. 1-2 pitch, he'll foul off another along the first baseline. Emma Makawam, the senior. And looking to do some damage here at the plate. Chai-Hai trying to get a leadoff runner aboard. That happened last inning. Kenna Johnson worked a walk. Ended up coming around to score. The 1-2 pitch. That one has popped up. Playable on the infield, and coming up to make the squeeze is Paige Adrian, the freshman from first base. And the first batter retired for Chi-High.
Right fielder,
Georgia Romanowski comes up, the freshman right fielder. Romanowski. Foul pop out on the first base line in the second inning. Tie game, and she will foul one away along the third base, or excuse me, the first baseline. Romanowski again, one of the talented youngsters in this Chi-High starting lineup. She'll foul another one straight back behind the count 0-2 on Lauren Ledbury, the senior. And both teams have put two pitchers out there. Delaney Barrow, the freshman, coming in relief of sophomore Willa Reisinger. Senior Lauren Ledbury out in the circle for Hudson. And Coach Schwab. Third pitch misses.
She had two hits, too, the other day against Hudson, including a double and two RBIs.
So Romanowski, that low crouch from the right side. 1-2, she'll drop one right in front of the plate for a foul. Romanowski steps out of the box here, takes a cut or two, taps the plate, comes back in. 6-6 ball game. Near the bottom of the fourth. Patient at bat here for Georgia Romanowski as Ledbury misses high. Two balls, two strikes, one out, none on for Chi-High. Georgia Romanowski, the freshman, winning this 2-2 pitch, and she will foul off another. Again, get that pitch count up for Ledbury.
Both Hudson pitchers have had Chi-High hitters with 0-2 counts, and Chi-High just battles and battles and battles, which sometimes gets frustrating for a pitcher.
Two balls, two strikes. Ledbury comes home. Foul pop-up out of play along the first baseline. And as you mentioned, when you're trying to give your best stuff and they just keep fouling it off and working that at bat, eventually you might slip up a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, where do I throw her now?
The 2-2, that one low and in the dirt. And working her way to a full count, Georgia Romanowski, the freshman. Right fielder. Stands back in. Count is full. Ledbury whirls and deals. Take your base. Georgia Romanowski works a walk. Just a solid at-bat there from the freshman.
0-2 count to a walk. That's a great at-bat for a freshman.
Kenna Johnson, who did the same thing, worked a walk in the last inning and then came around to score. After striking out in the first, comes to bat here in the fourth with one runner aboard and one away in a 6-6 ball game. The lefty, Kenna Johnson, takes a first pitch miss. The sun has retreated again here. Kind of a light wind. 1-0 pitch. That one right past the shortstop. That's a base hit. Going to advance Romanowski to second. And a knock there for Kenna Johnston.
I feel like the wind's kind of toned down a little bit.
Probably good for our listening audience who doesn't have to hear our windscreens on our microphones battling against that breeze. And now it picks up a little bit as we say that. Well, Olivia Sanborn back in. Popped out to the catcher in the first inning. Then a double and a run scored in the third. Missing on the first pitch is Ledbury. Ledbury facing two base runners here with none out and Chai High trying to roar back here. They scored three in the first, none in the second, three in the third. Now have two on with one out. And Sanborn, the lefty senior. Sanborn takes ball two, a throw to third, not in time. As Georgia Romanowski showing off the wheels, advancing from second to third.
When I was talking to Chelsea today, she said this team has speed, and she was really excited about that. And we just saw that there. And also with that slide, you know, sliding around the third baseman, that was such a great, smart slide.
Now runners at the corners with one away. Taking a first strike of this at bat is Olivia Sanborn, the senior. You can, I don't know if our crowd mic can pick it up, but Coach Chelsea Sikora debating that strike call.
I think you and I have debated a few of them,
too. A few.
Yeah.
And we appreciate our umpires being there. Can't play games without umpires and referees. Sanborn's going to dribble on along the third baseline. He gets past the third baseman. Run's going to score it and safe at first. How about Sanborn's speed to Byrne beating out the throw after a bit of a bobble? And Romanowski coming home to score. And all of this started with the patient at-bat from Georgia Romanowski, the freshman.
And if you're the opposing team, you do not want Olivia Sanborn on base.
Not at all. So an RBI single as Paige Steinmetz comes to bat. I guess I'm calling that an infield single. I don't know if we would score it an error instead.
I think it was a single.
Good hit, runs it out. Chai High takes the lead 7-6. Let's not bury the lead here, Caleb. They're back in front. Runners at first and second for Paige Steinmetz. Again, worked a walk and scored in the first. Single and RBI single and scored in the third. Steinmetz ahead in this count. 3-0. So Ledbury in a bit of a pickle here. Runners at first and second, one out. The power of Payne Steinmetz, the senior, batting from the right. The 3-0 pitch, and she will take a strike. Again, Kenna Johnston at second. Olivia Sanborn at first. One out, Paige Steinmetz at the plate. The 3-1 pitch, Steinmetz going to dribble it right through the five hole of the pitcher's legs, and the bases are loaded here for Chai High. Just a sharply hit ground ball right through Ledbury's legs in the circle, and Paige Steinmetz has hit safely all three times, or reached safely all three times she's been at the plate today.
I was a little bit worried that maybe that center fielder was going to pick it up, make that quick throw to second, but then I remembered who was on base, and she was...
No worries Sanborn with that
speed.
Sanborn
was already on second.
Lauren Shepard, who's homered and struck out in this game. One out, bases loaded for Chai High. They lead 7-6. First pitch ball for the Cards. Shepard, number 17, the catcher. She had that two-run moonshot to left center field in the first inning. That with two outs, that really sparked Chai High. She's going to foul one back along the first baseline. One ball, one strike, one out. Cards lead at 7-6. They played at one so far here in their bottom half of the fourth. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon. And joining this game right along with you here on WOGO Radio, Dan Anderson at home base in Halley. And getting a hold of this one and driving it out to right. It hits the fence. It is gone. A grand slam for Lauren Shepard as she clears the bases. is how about two homers on the afternoon for Lauren Shepherd, and Chi High trying to blow this one open.
Lauren Shepherd, the sophomore, she is really fun to watch. Had a couple of hits the other night as well. She is going to be a force.
My goodness, her second homer in four innings, and Lauren Shepherd with the bases loaded blasts one out to right center field.
And in that one was no doubt. You know, some of them you're like, ooh, is that going to make it? As soon as that one left her bat, you knew that was out.
And there's still only one out. Chi High leads it 11-6.
And we might be getting a pitching change.
We may indeed. It looks to be that way. So, new pitcher for Hudson in a moment. But again, just looking through this inning here, as we'll try and get caught up with everyone who's scored now here, is Kenna Johnston with a run scored, Olivia Sanborn a run scored, and Paige Steinmetz now a run scored, along with Lauren Shepherd with that grand slam. It again, you talk about the experience here, but then the youth. Lauren Shepherd with two homers, and in between there a strikeout too, but she comes back her next at-bat, and a huge at-bat as we just see the grand slam. But the youth of Georgia Romanowski, again, behind in that count very early and just patiently works it. Maybe frustrating Ledbury a little bit, and works her way on base, ends up coming around to score, and that just really kind of opened up the floodgates here this inning for the Cards.
They really got it going. McKenna, Olivia, Page followed that up, and then Lauren with that big home run.
For Hudson, my name is number 14, Ella Brooks.
So the new pitcher will be... Actually, are they bringing Ella Brooks back out?
They brought her back out.
Interesting. So Ella Brooks, the senior, back out for the second time this game.
And you feel bad for the last. And you feel bad for the last pitcher because, you know, they're base hits. I mean, there was nothing else you could really do about them.
And just working their way through the inning. And then the big boom of the bat of Lauren Shepherd. One ball, no strikes, one out. Chi High leading 11-6. Blowing in the dirt for Ella Brooks. Michael Burrow homered in the first inning, a one-run homer, solo shot. Then flew out to center field in the third.
Deep center field, too.
Deep center field, yeah. A loud out, as they say. So Michael Burrow, big cut on that pitch from Ella Brooks. Two balls, one strike, one out, five in so far here in this bottom of the fourth for Chi High. They lead 11-6 here against the Hudson Raiders. Brooks, the 2-1, high, skips over the top of Evelyn Wolfgram's glove into the backstop. Three-1 hitters count here for Michael Burrow. Big Mike, as we've heard from the dugout to our left a couple times here. One out, 3-1 pitch. Burrow takes her base. And the Cards have another runner aboard.
First baseman, Allie Geist.
Allie Geist strides to the plate. Again, with just one out. Geist, a pop out. Back in the first inning to short. And a double in the third. She was left stranded there. Now a runner at first with one out. Pop up. That one is heading towards short. And squeezed there by Maddie Schwab. And that's the second out of the inning. Brings up McKenna Bauer, the junior, the DP, number 10.
We might be getting a hitting change here.
We will indeed. And so for McKenna Bauer, we number 19, Briella Bierman. She is a senior.
Number 19, Briella Bierman will be the batter for Triple Ball.
The senior Bierman looking to keep this inning going for the Cards. With one on, two away, five runs scored so far. Four of those coming on the grand slam from Lauren Shepherd, her second homer of the afternoon. We're only in the fourth inning. Bierman bats from the right against fellow senior Ella Brooks. Brooks comes home with a pitch. That's a good pitch in for a strike. And Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you here on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Appreciate our board operator, producer Dan Anderson, back to the WOGO studios in Halle, and of course all the great sponsors you hear during our commercial breaks, making these broadcasts possible for the first time in a long time this spring, regular season, Chi High McDonald, baseball and softball. 0-1 pitch is high, and that's going to allow the runner at first to advance. Michael Burrow now at second. There's Briella Bierman. One ball and one strike with two away. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Swinging strike for Bierman. Behind a bit in the count, 1-2. Two outs, runner now at second. That's Michael Burrow. Bierman digs in from the right side of the plate. The pitch comes home. It is low and in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes.
This Chi High offense is just really exciting, I think, this year. I've watched a lot of games over the last several years. Paige is my cousin, so of course I have to come watch.
Indeed.
And this year just seems like this offense could be really potent.
The 2-2 from Brooks. Here it is, and a swinging strike three. That'll end the inning for Chi High, but they bring home five and retake the lead in a big way, 11-6 after four complete. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinal Softball on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Softball on WOGO Radio. WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Delaney Barrow, the freshman hurler in the circle for Chi High. She'll skip one in the dirt for ball one, facing Elena Jewell, the junior third baseman, number nine. Jewell struck out in the second and flew out to Paige Steinmetzen center in the third. We didn't get a chance to mention Heidi, but Chi High in that five run bottom of the fourth, they batted around. The 1-0 pitch from Barrow. That one misses inside. And you mentioned how exciting this Chi High offense could be this year, and maybe a lot of that relates to, again, just the patience they show at the plate. They played a lot of softball. Here's a pop-up. Drifting over towards second and making the catch is Michael Burrow. And that is out number one of the inning. And so the leadoff batter not aboard for Hudson here this inning.
The patience that you mentioned, and also like the power. I feel like one through nine, I feel like any of those girls could hit it out.
We've seen three homers, including a grand slam here for Chi High. A slap towards second. Glove throw to first. In time, Michael Burrow drops to a knee, makes the grab, whirls and throws to Allie Geist at first, and that's a tough play, probably a lot tougher than we make it sound.
That was a tough play, and I don't think anyone realizes that, you know, that was probably a base hit. She just stole a base hit away.
4-3 on the putout as Mel Souza retired. And Delaney Barrow, again, we hardly get a chance to set who the batter is as Barrow works quickly, the freshman. Just, again, like a horse champing at the bit, she's eager to go, facing Haley Carlson here, the junior. Carlson, number four, the second baseman. Barrow comes home with pitch number two. She missed on the first two, 2-0 the count. Carlson drew a walk in the second and scored. Then a foul pop out to Emma McElwam along the third baseline in the third. Here in the fifth, Chi High leading 11-6 with two out. A line drive skips over second base and out to the grass, and hitting safely is Haley Carlson as she is aboard with two outs.
Left fielder Carly Meyer.
Not what you want to see when you have Carly Meyer coming up to the plate.
She is having a strong game. Two singles, an RBI. Two runs scored, hit by a pitch as well. Just a freshman, Carly Meyer, the leadoff hitter. She'll take ball one. And Haley Carlson, the junior, at first base. Delaney Barrow with two outs here in the top of the fifth. Her team leading 11-6. 1-0 pitch. That one's driven right by McElwam along the third base line. That'll put runners on first and second, and I could not be more impressed with Carly Meyer, this young freshman for Hudson.
That was a rocket that she hit down third base. That was to the outfield very quickly.
And that is going to advance Carlson to second, Meyer at first, and she's reached in all four at-bats. And now Bryn Hayes, the junior, with two outs, runners at first and second. Hudson trying to get some back here, trailing 11-6, first pitch fouled back. Hayes flew out to center field in the first inning. An RBI single in the second.
And
ground out to Kenna Johnson
here,
at short.
Our catcher, Lauren Shepard, I think she needs to keep an eye here on Martin or Meyer here on second. She's getting a big lead again.
The pitch, and that one, a line drive past third and coming in to score for Hudson. Play at the plate, not in time. Runners advance to second and third as Haley Carlson comes in to score, and Bryn Hayes another RBI. A double that time as Meyer is now at third. And with two outs, Hudson gets one back here. Coach Jared Faraday is going to come out, chat with freshman Delaney Barrow. Here is time to let you know that you don't need to get sidelined by a lingering injury. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com. That's CVOSM.com. Some strong play for Delaney Barrow, the freshman. Pitching change now for Chi High, and that will be Delaney Berg, the junior. So one Delaney subs in for another. Delaney Berg, number 12, the pitcher, will get loosened up here with two outs.
Barrow had a great outing. She came in during that tough inning. I think bases were loaded, or we had a couple runners on when she came in. Really tough situation to be in, but she really came in, shut them down, came back, and had some really quick innings, the next couple of innings. And, you know, sometimes they just kind of start catching on to your pitch and start getting some base hits. So it was okay. She had a great outing today.
And I think some teams in the BRC might start referring to Chi High's pitching depth as an embarrassment of riches, because they're leading 11-7 here, but this is the third pitcher they've gone to because they can.
Because they can is right, and that's really what they're going to need down the stretch when they're facing some of these, state-ranked teams and these really awesome hitting teams. They're gonna need that.
A little bit of a danger zone here, though, for Hudson. Threatening with runners at second and third, two outs, and Evelyn Wolfgram comes to the plate. She has two runs batted in of the seven that Hudson has scored. Popping one out over the dugout along the first base line. So Delaney Berg, the junior, facing Wolfgram, the senior. And Wolfgram singled for an RBI in the first and the second. A sack fly. High pitch from Delaney Berg for ball one.
It's been kind of fun to see both teams today. You know, they've had two outs, and it seems like both teams have had some two-out rallies. So you think the inning's going to be over, and then it gets exciting.
The 1-1 pitch, and Wolfgram takes Two and one the count. Wolf Graham again, her third at bat, reached on an error, was left stranded. 11-7, Chi High. We are in the top of the fifth here at Casper Park. Delaney Berg, third pitcher here for the Lady Cards. A drive right to short. Kenna Johnston right on top of that. Ends the inning with just one run in for Hudson. Middle of five here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Your score, Chi High 11, the Hudson Raiders 7. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Cardinal Softball on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome back to Chi High Softball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com, where you can find our sports schedule and podcasts of each game we broadcast. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon with you on 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Dan Anderson back in the WOGO studios in Halley. Chi High, after batting around in the fourth inning, we'll be back at the top with Emma McElwam, the senior. Here in the bottom of the fifth, McElwam, a fly out to left in the second inning, popped out to first in the fourth. Cardinals lead by 4, 11-7, but as we've seen from the Hudson bats, you'd love to add some more insurance runs here, keep things going. Fouling it straight back on the first pitch from Ella Brooks is Emma McElwam. If you're just joining us, Brooks started this game for Hudson, was relieved by Lauren Ledbury, and then Brooks came back in.
Makes you wonder how many pitchers they have. Maybe this is all they got.
0-1 count. McElwam takes ball one. Low and in the dirt. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunnerson and their skilled team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Be testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page or Google reviews as well. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud supporter of Chi High McDonald Athletics. The 1-1 here from Brooks. That one is high. 2-1 the count. Emma McElwam looking to reach base safely for the first time this afternoon and evening. The third baseman bats from the right. The 2-1 pitch. That is fouled along the first baseline. Out of play. Over in the direction of those very gray-looking clouds. And you wonder if have a little rain in them, but as long as it holds off for another hour or so, we should be just fine.
Those look like they're by us now.
I think we're all right. Off of left field, we actually see a little sunshine. Two balls, two strikes. Brooks whirls and deals. That is high, but fouled off. And patience, patience, patience. What we've seen from Chi High at the plates. They were down one zip after the first half of the first inning. Came back and scored three. Hudson came back with five runs. Chi has worked their way back to a four-run lead, 11-7. Emma McElwam pops one up to shallow center field, and just on the border of the dirt, Bryn Hayes comes up to make that grab. And the leadoff batter retired for the Cardinals.
Right fielder, Georgia Romanowski.
Just missed it.
Georgia Romanowski, who started everything off in that bat-around fourth inning, comes back to the plate. The freshman And she was behind in that count very early. And worked her way into a walk and scored a run. One out here for Chi High, leading 11-7. In the bottom of the fifth, Romanowski bunts along the third baseline. She's going to try to run this one out, and she is safe at first. Romanowski showing the speed to burn.
Coach Cora saying that she was excited about their speed on the bases, and Romanowski showing us that speed.
Man, I would think Chi High track and field, as talented as they are, could be a little jealous of not having some of these softball players saying, is there any chance you can play both? Kenna Johnston. Kenna, back up at the plate. With a lot of speed at first. Kenna, the senior shortstop, number 5, struck out in the first. Reached on a walk and scored a run in the third. A single and scored a run in the fourth. Now with one out and a runner on, the lefty Kenna Johnston trying to keep her hot streak going. Strike there on pitch 2 from Ella Brooks. One ball, one strike, one out, one on for Chi High. Home half of the fifth inning. Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Over the top of Johnston's head will advance the runner as Brooks a little wild on that pitch. And that will move Georgia Romanowski to second. 2-1 the count. One away. Scuffing up the dirt there on the left side of the dish is Kenna Johnston. Her team leading by 4 runs here in the bottom of the fifth, 11-7. Johnston awaits the pitch. That one missed low. Now 3-1 hitters count here for Kenna Johnston. Saying, just give me something. And Kenna Johnston, after that first inning strikeout, has had 2 excellent at-bats. Working on a third here. Wolf in the circle. Whirls and deals. And issues another walk. On the 3-1 pitch, Kenna Johnston draws a walk for the second time tonight, and that brings up someone that I don't think Hudson wants to see in Olivia Sanborn after popping out behind the plate on just one pitch faced in the first inning. She doubled and scored in the third, an RBI single and a run scored in the fourth. Sanborn now with runners at first and second, one out. The lefty, the senior, has that wide stance. Sanborn takes a first pitch strike. Owen won the count as Sanborn steps back in. Chi High with their home Cardinal red jerseys, white pants, Cardinal red socks, the white batting helmets. Sanborn looked like she wanted to run into a bunt or maybe a slap there, it looked like, but not a good pitch to hit. 1-1. One away here for the Cards, but they have 2 runners aboard at first and second. Romanowski at second, Kenna Johnston at first. Olivia Sanborn, the senior, trying to continue her hot day at the plate. Brooks, the senior pitcher, fouled straight back to the very top of the fence behind home plate. 1-2. Olivia Sanborn. Runners getting instructions from Chelsea Sikora along the third baseline. Brooks, the 1-2 comes home. That one has popped up right in front of us.
Made me flinch.
I was going to say, I didn't think you flinched, but I was too busy flinching. So. And good to be here at beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Cardinals lead at 11-7 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Try the 1-2 pitch again from Brooks. That one is low and in the dirt. Runners raring to go at first and second base. Georgia Romanowski, a leadoff single on a bunt that she just beat out in the throw. And working a walk was Kenna Johnston. There are the runners at second and first, respectively. Olivia Sanborn, 2-2 pitch. She's going to ground one right back to the pitcher. The throw to third is in time, and on the fielder's choice, Sanborn will advance to first.
Almost a little trouble there. It was a low throw.
It was a closer
scoop it out.
Yeah, probably a closer play than it had to be. That'll bring up Paige Steinmetz, the senior. Center fielder number 7. With runners at first and second. Kenna Johnston is now at second as the leadoff runner. Georgia Romanowski out at third. High. Paige Steinmetz gets a hold of this one and rips one out to center field. There's a throw at the plate. It's going to be close. Diving in under the tag, out. That was a tough play there.
You know what? They're up by 4. It's okay to take some risks sometimes.
So Hudson gets out of the inning, and we will head to the 6th with the Cardinals leading 11-7. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Softball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it 3 are going to score. Chahai leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geist.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Well, we played 5 here in Chippewa Falls. Chi-High softball on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, along with Heidi Solon, Dan Anderson back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Cardinal softball leads Hudson 11-7 in this Big Rivers Conference matchup as we are in the top of the 6th inning now. Delaney Berg back out there for the Cardinals. Third pitcher they have used this afternoon and evening. Grounder, actually we had a pitching change for the Cards. Grounder to short, gloved from Kenna Johnson, throw to Allie Geist to retire the leadoff batter. And the new pitcher for the Cardinals, I'm sorry, Delaney Berg is out there still.
Johnson's just so fun to watch at shortstop. She's just so smooth when she fields that ball and has such a quick release.
Grounder along the third baseline. Foul for Paige Adrian, the freshman. Anya Weiler. Adrian, the first out of the inning. That 6-3 put out from Kenna Johnston to Allie Geist. So Anya Weiler, the senior DP number 5, bats from the right. Berg, the count even at 1-1. With one away here in the top of the 6th inning, Chi-Hi leading 11-7. Weiler pops one out along the third baseline, carrying over to the dugout and over the top of the fence, over near the press box, actually. So no play there for McElwam. Weiler a ground out to third in the first inning, was hit by a pitch but left stranded in the second. In the fourth inning, a fly out to left field. 1-2. Delaney Berg comes home. Here's a pop-up along the first baseline that is playable for Geist as she steps a couple feet to her left and makes the second out of the inning.
First on Maddie Schott.
Good job, Ed. So two retired in short order for Allie Geist.
You know, I like that our pitchers are pitching to contact and they're relying on our defense to make those plays.
Yeah, trusting in who's behind you. Big swing and a miss for Maddie Schwab, the junior shortstop, as Delaney Berg was way ahead of her on that pitch. Two out, none on. Schwab, who bats from the right. Bird comes home a little bit high. Schwab reached on an error, scored a run in the second inning. Worked a walk in the third. Then a pop out to second base in the fourth inning. Here in the sixth, her team trailing 11-7. Dribbles one to Macquam, third baseline. Gloves fires to first in plenty of time. Beat her by three steps. A 1-2-3 inning worked by Delaney Berg. Chi High goes to the bottom of the sixth, still leading by four. It's 11-7 Chippewa Falls. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Lady Cardinal Softball.
It's Chippewa Falls 11 and Hudson 7.
Back in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
It's a great night for softball. You're on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com, filling in for Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak, Caleb Swenson and Heidi Solon with you on WOGO Sports. Chi High Lady Cardinal softball here, bottom of the sixth. They lead 11-7. Don't miss the Chi High softball doubleheader on Saturday morning and afternoon as the Cardinals welcome Marshfield to Casper Park. I'll be back on the call there tomorrow night. I'll be back in action here at Casper. McDonald softball against Eau Claire Regis. First pitch, a ground, actually a line drive that hits the ground at the shortstop and reaching safely for the Cardinals. That was just a sharply hit ball.
I almost would. It's hard to know if you would give that a hit or not because she hit that so hard. It was such a rocket. Shortstop even pulled her head away because she hit it so hard.
I think I'm going to be generous and call it a single.
I think that's nice. She couldn't have hit that any harder.
Lauren Shepherd can hit the ball very hard, we have seen today. As Shepherd is 3-for-4. She has a strikeout, but a two-run homer, a grand slam, and now a single. And a very hard-hit single
as a sophomore.
So leadoff batter aboard for Chi High here in the bottom of the sixth. Michael Burrow at the plate. The senior second baseman, and Burrow will drive one to the second baseman and doubled up is Lauren Shepherd.
Those are tough. Not much you can do on those. You know, line drive came out so fast to the second baseman, and you're already taking that jump as the pitcher, you know, throws the ball. Not much you can do.
So a double play gives Hudson a little momentum here. Now Allie Geist will come to the plate. The sophomore takes the ball low. 11-7, Chi High. Hudson hoping for a 1-2-3 inning here so they can try and get some back on offense. Two outs, none on. After the double play, nicely turned there by Haley Carlson, the second baseman. Ball two, a good eye on that one from Allie Geist. Popped out in the first inning. And the fourth inning, both times to the shortstop, Maddie Schwab. But then a double in the third for Allie Geist, and back up here in the bottom of the sixth. Geist bats from the right. 2-0 pitch, that's high. Quickly ahead in the count. Allie Geist, 3-0 here. With two outs, her team leading 11-7. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives you great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. The 3-0 pitch, 4-pitch walk. And a runner aboard again this inning. That's Allie Geist. As she reaches safely for the second time tonight, brings up Briella Bierman. Nope, Chi-Hi made another switch. So in that 7 slot now, I think Roz Twyman coming out.
Yep.
A junior.
You know, you look back through the scorebook here throughout this game, and so many of the Chi-Hi hitters have at least one hit. Several have multiple hits. And the ones that don't have a hit, you know that they're capable of it. They've done it in other games already this year. You know that, you know, it might just be a little bit of an off night or whatever, but you know that they're capable of it.
I mean, just, again, depth in so many areas for this lineup. An initial coach's pull, Chi-Hi, as you almost come to expect with his program, is ranked in the top 10 in the state very early on, but they're 3-0. Trying to win their fourth straight to start the season. Two outs as Twyman takes a big cut at the first pitch.
And it's just such a great program. You know, Chelsea and Jared said that they had a great turnout of girls this year. And the girls that they had come out, they're working hard in the offseason. They're putting in the time.
Yeah, that trip out to Arizona, too, as a club to start the season. Twyman fouls one off, almost into the other field. Went off along the first baseline.
What a great bonding experience for those girls to take that trip together to Arizona and get to spend that time together as a team when otherwise you'd be kind of stuck in the gym because it's so cold and snowy. And
instead, they get to practice and watch the Brewers out there at spring training. I saw at least one game they took in. 0-2 count. As Twyman patiently takes a ball here. Again, a runner on first, two away. Cardinals leading 11-7 here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2. Brooks, the senior, deals in for a strike. Thought that one missed a little bit low. Refs didn't agree, and so Chi-Hi goes down in the bottom of the sixth, but still leads by 4. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-Hi Softball in WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Well, after 6 complete here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, the Lady Cardinals lead 11-7 as we move into the 7th inning. Chi-Hi 3 outs away, Heidi, from getting their 4th win of this young 2024 season.
And what a great win it would be playing Hudson right off the bat, playing them earlier this week. This is their 2nd game against them. Probably one of the toughest teams in the conference, and having to face them right off the bat and coming away with 2 solid wins would be a great confidence boost.
As we're starting to feel the wind pick up a little bit again and feeling a few raindrops as well. The weather has been pretty merciful so far here this afternoon. We'll see if it can hold for a little bit longer. Delaney Berg, 3rd Chi-Hi pitcher, wheels and deals. And whistles one in for a strike. 1-1. Elena Jewell, the junior 3rd baseman, the batter. She struck out in the 2nd. Fly out and a pop out in the 3rd and 5th. Berg misses low. And if you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Taking a glance at that wristband, Delaney Berg, now she's ready. In the circle, the 2-1 pitch. That one's in for a strike. Delaney Berg is settling in nicely here.
she's really fun to watch as well. She's really hitting her spots well, mixing up pitches. Has a good amount of speed.
The junior in the circle for Chi High.
Swinging strike three, puncher out.
Two outs away is Chi High from their fourth win of the season as Jewel goes down on strikes. Top of the seventh here in Chippewa Falls at Casper Park brings up the lefty Mel Souza, the senior right fielder. She reached on an error and scored in the second. Ground outs in the third and fifth. A slap hit and out to left field. Olivia Sanborn drifting to her left. Makes the catch, and the Cardinals one out away.
As soon as that left the bat, I was like, oh, that's a base hit. But
it looked like it.
It kind of carried a little bit, and Liv was right there.
Haley Carlson, the junior, second baseman. She's had a good day at the plate. But she will dribble into Mack along the third baseline. Gloves, fires to Geis at first, and that's the game. Chi High with a strong comeback win here on their home field, and they take two from Hudson and four from their opponents in the Big Rivers in the first 2 weeks of the season. Chi High moves to 4-0 on the season. Hudson falls to 2-2, and another statement victory for the Cards. Your final score, Chippewa Falls 11, Hudson 7. We'll step out and be back with our post-game show here on WOGO. Back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it. Three are going to score. Chi leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geis.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
She smacks one down the left field line. It's a base hit by the left fielder. Two are going to score. The Cardinals make it. Three are going to score. Chi leads it 8-3.
Ripped to left center field, and it's out of here. Home run. A two-run shot for Allie Geis.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Macs from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Cardinals postgame here on WOGO Sports. We'll see if we can catch up with head coach Jared Faherty or Chelsea Zakora or both in just a few minutes. Final score, 11-7, Chippewa Falls with a comeback victory here over conference rival Hudson. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon. And Heidi, we've talked about it a bit during the contest, but what impressed you most about Chi-Hi? Because there's a lot of takeaways from this game, and they're all positive.
I think it's, you know, the youngsters that are on the roster, and we got down early, and got down by quite a bit, and they didn't lose their cool, especially the pitching. Really impressed with the pitching out there today.
And also, again, we mentioned the patience and the power at the plate. And, man, I love alliteration as well. But it's just we saw, again, a number, even the youthful batters for Chi-Hi work some pitch counts and get on base. But then, man, the payoff and some of those big shots. We saw three home runs today, including a grand slam.
And I know I said it before too, but really this lineup 1 through 9, I think it's something that we haven't maybe seen all the time in the past, but this lineup 1 through 9 is really dangerous. Any of those girls can get a hit, can hit it hard, can probably hit a home run over the fence. So just really a great 1 through 9.
Chi-Hi 4-0 on the season, and again, playing teams that are typically near the top of the conference with them in Hudson and North, their first four games of the season. That's not easy for your schedule to start that way, but when you can start out 4-0, I mean, certainly that is an impressive way to begin the season.
It should give them a lot of confidence. I think we did see some things here that they could work on, and they do need to work on at practice, but those are the things that you're going to see at the start of a season. And so just continuing now to work hard. You can't take the rest of your conference games for granted. You still have to work hard. Even though, you know, you did kind of see two of the tougher ones already, you still got to stay sharp. And, they're going to play in some invitationals where they are going to see some really great teams. So even more important to stay sharp here throughout the season.
Yeah, and I really think as well, too, you know, we mentioned some things to work on. There were a few bobbles in the field, but that was another area where, again, they kind of settled in and after that and made some good plays, some tough plays in the infield especially.
Yeah, you know, when you have younger pitchers, you really do have to have that solid defense, and I agree that, you know, they really did settle in and didn't let those errors bother them.
Well, as we look at some of the stats here, and we'll hear the highlights, and we'll see if we can catch up with Coach Jared Faherty and Coach Chelsea Zakora, one or both of them, in just a few moments here. But, again, one of the stats that really jumps out is the young sophomore, Lauren Shepherd. She was 3 for 4 today, had a single, two homers, one a two-run shot, another a grand slam. Just a really, really impressive day for her. And then Paige Steinmetz as well. Today she was 3 for 3 with a walk and 3 runs scored, if I'm looking at that correctly stat-wise. Again, just a really impressive outing for the hitters there in the 3 and 4 slots.
And I think that what I love about Paige so much is when I was talking to her last week, she said she was kind of frustrated because she had walked a lot. So you have a hitter who wants to see pitches. She wants to hit the ball. She doesn't want to just get on base with a walk, even though that is important too in watching pitches, but she wants to be aggressive. She wants to hit the ball. And then seeing that sophomore Lauren Shepherd today, just a phenomenal outing.
Well, we'll see if we can get Coach Chelsea Zakora with us and maybe Coach Jared Faherty too if he wants to, but we made him talk to us beforehand, so we'll see if we can get Coach Chelsea on here. And Coach, thank you for joining us. And again, a very entertaining game here today. we talked about some of the things that impressed us. What impressed you today about this team? And again, the mixture of youth and the mixture of senior experience.
Hudson's a very good team, and I think it's easy, you know, when you get down or a couple errors happen or you don't get pitches called that you want, it's easy to get frustrated and not think about, okay, what's next? What do we got to do? And I feel like our team does such a nice job of, all right, that's in the past. Let's move forward. And we do a lot of mental training, and we talk about a lot about the mental side of the game. And I think that sometimes can be the teetering factor of, hey, do we push forward or do we hang back and kind of feel bad for ourselves? And I feel like they really pushed forward and kept attacking today.
And, Coach, I mean, we saw that from the get-go when Hudson goes up 1-0 on you at the beginning, and then you get three back right away, showing the power in some of your bats. But a lot of credit to Hudson. There's a reason why they are one of the top programs in the BRC year in and year out, too. Because, I mean, they really took advantage of some struggles in the infield and plated five. And the way your team worked back, and you didn't get it all back at once, but the way your team worked back really, really was something to see.
Yeah, Hudson's a great team. And at no point in time, even, you know, in the seventh inning when you're up by four, by no means do you feel safe or like, okay, we've got this. They're constantly coming at you. They've got nine great batters. They've got good pitching. They've got good defense. You know, in that inning where we gave them a couple, you know, you can't give a team five outs in an inning. And so they were able to capitalize there, but that's kind of where we were able to stop them and kind of make some adjustments, make some improvements, and move forward.
And I'm curious, too, as well. We talk about almost an embarrassment of riches in the circle, too, because you can be five deep. That's got to be something that you and Coach Jared as well are saying, man, we don't necessarily have to have pitchers get knocked out of a game, so to speak. We can just say, hey, you know, give us a couple strong innings and let's go to someone else, too, and go with a fresh, strong arm.
Yeah, Jared does a nice job describing it. He says, you know, we have a pitching staff, and it's just really unusual for high school.
Yeah.
When I played in college, we had three pitchers. And then here in our high school team, we have five pitchers that we have confidence in. So, it's that what pitcher has the pitches that are going to get called today, maybe depending on the strike zone, or, hey, what pitches are these hitters going to swing at? So we really have the luxury as coaches to kind of mix and match depending on the situation.
Well, that was a lot of fun to see. I certainly think everybody here, Heidi, who saw it, enjoyed it. We sure did as well, and the rain held off until now, so that's great.
Well, thank you guys for being here. We really appreciate having
Chelsea
you guys
Sikori.
Announcing, and it's nice to have Heidi, an alumni, behind the mic.
Making me sound just a little bit smarter, too, so appreciate it, Heidi. Thank you so much, and Coach Chelsea, thank you so much. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
That's Coach Chelsea Sikori here on our Pro Game Show. Caleb Swenson, Heidi Solon wrapping things up. Want to bring you some of the highlights here, so give us 2 minutes just to get those queued up. And we appreciate our board operator, Dan Anderson, back in the WOGO studios in Halle, keeping things running smoothly. Chi-High wins at 11-7. We'll get you those highlights in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Don't wait. Save smarter with a 5.10% annual percentage yield 13-month certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 5.10% 13-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a 5.10% 13-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate510. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 3/1/24. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Well, let's finish things off on a very entertaining afternoon as the rain's starting to fall here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Chi-Hi wins at 11-7. Here's your calls of the game on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Two on the freshman Paige Adrian. With Evelyn Wolfgram, the senior at first base. 2-2 pitch, big swing and a miss. Struck her out swinging. Paige Adrian goes down on strikes. And that's got to help the confidence early on here for Willa Reisinger, the sophomore. It's two strikes against Lauren Shepherd. Brooks in the circle, delivers, and there's a shot to deep left center field. That is going way back, and it is gone. Home run for Chi-Hi, and just like that, the Cards take the lead 2-1.
And she saw that pitch, and she took it. You know, the faster they throw, the faster and harder they go out of the park.
That's what my cousin always said. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror-quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Brooks trying to get out of the inning. The 2-2 pitch, that's a high shot. That's to deep left field. It is going way back, and it is gone! The second homer of the first inning for Chi-Hi as Burrow goes yard, and it's 3-1 Chippewa Falls.
You know, we talked about being aggressive, how Hudson was so aggressive with the bats right away, and I think Chippewa has...
Two balls, no strikes. Olivia Sanborn, left-handed batting senior. Waits for that 2-0 pitch, and she's going to drive it right over the head of Johnson at second base. Johnson's going to take third with a sliding dive, and Sanborn in for a stand-up double. Good base running there for the Cards.
Great base running, and she's so fun to watch because she has so much speed, and she definitely took advantage of that speed on that play.
Second and third, two straight strikes here, though, for Lauren Ledbury. The senior, she's quickly ahead in the count on Paige Steinmetz. Senior against senior, Chi-Hi trailing 6-3. Here in the bottom of the third, Paige Steinmetz gets a hold of one, a line drive, hits grass out in right field. One run is in, another holds at third. Paige Steinmetz with an RBI knock brings Chi-Hi within two runs. Bring up Michael Burrow, the senior. Again, she had the second home run of the game in the first inning. Runners at the corners, now one out. Chi-Hi trailing 6-4. Paige Steinmetz gets caught between first and second, but the throw is awry, and a run comes in, and Chi-Hi within one. Olivia Sanborn again, great base running for Chi-Hi, as it looked like Steinmetz was going to be caught in a pickle there, but the throw in. At the plate, 0-1 on the day. Steinmetz had to remain at second. 1-0 pitch, and that one a grounder that's going to get through the infield, and Steinmetz is going to come home, and she will come in standing up, play at second, safe! Allie Geis with a run scoring double, and she dives underneath the tag at second. We have a tie game, 6-6.
That was just great, hard base running there by Paige. That line drive, you know, got out to the outfield, and she was coming around third hard.
Call.
I think you and I have debated a few of them,
a
too.
A few.
Yeah.
And we appreciate our umpires being there. Can't play games without umpires and referees. Sanborn's going to dribble on along the third baseline. He gets past the third baseman. Run's going to score it and safe at first. How about Sanborn's speed to burn, beating out the throw after a bit of a bobble, and Romanowski coming home to score. And all of this started with the patient at-bat from Georgia Romanowski, the freshman. And Kenna Johnston at second, Olivia Sanborn at first. One out, Paige Steinmetz at the plate. The 3-1 pitch, Steinmetz going to dribble it right through the five hole of the pitcher's legs, and the bases are loaded here for Chi High. Enjoying this game right along with you here on WOGO Radio. Dan Anderson at home base, and Hallie, and getting a hold of this one and driving it out to right. It hits the fence. It is gone. A grand slam for Lauren Shepherd as she clears the bases. How about two homers on the afternoon for Lauren Shepherd, and Chi High trying to blow this one open.
Lauren Shepherd, the sophomore, she is really fun to watch. Had a couple of hits the other night as well.
Worked her way into a walk and scored a run. One out here for Chi High, leading 11-7. In the bottom of the fifth, Romanowski bunts along the third baseline. She's going to try to run this one out, and she is safe at first. Romanowski showing the speed to burn. Delaney Berg is settling in nicely here.
She's really fun to watch as well. She's really hitting her spots well, mixing up pitches. Has a good amount of speed.
The junior in the circle for Chi High. Swinging, strike three, puncher out. Two outs away is Chi High from their fourth win of the season, as Jewel goes down on strikes.
As soon as that left the bat, I was like, oh, that's a base hit. But
it looked like it.
It kind of carried a little bit, and Liv was right there.
Haley Carlson, the junior, second baseman. She's had a good day at the plate. But she will dribble into Macklin on the third baseline. Gloves, fires to Geis at first, and that's the game. Chi High with a strong comeback win here on their home field, and they take two from Hudson. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports on this Thursday afternoon and evening. Thank you for joining us on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Heidi Solon, appreciate her time. She had to run and take a son to baseball practice here, but appreciate her jumping in with us on short notice. Mark Halverson will be back on the call with Tammy Slowiak for a Chi High Lady Cardinal softball doubleheader this Saturday morning. Again, our complete schedule at WOGO.com. I'll be back in action for McDonald Max Baseball against Regis right back here at Casper Park tomorrow evening, 4:40 p.m., the pregame here on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Chi High moves to 4-0 on the season as they defeat Hudson 11-7. Thank you to Dan Anderson back at our WOGO studios in Hallie, keeping things running smoothly. Thank you to every single sponsor helping make these broadcasts possible all throughout April and May, and hopefully deep into June as well here for Chi High and McDonald softball and baseball here on WOGO Sports. Once again, your final score, Chi High 11, Hudson 7. This has been Chippewa Falls Lady Cardinals softball. For WOGO Sports, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Casper Park.
WOGO. Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi High Lady Cardinals softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.